Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Always here, Johnny. And happy Friday. Aloha to everybody.
Right.
As usual, I'm so excited that Psychic Dale Shear is with us.
Thank you.
Right. And
yeah.
Hello, Dale. And
what about
Richard.
You, Johnny? Are you going to, talk
Hi,
about Richard?
Hi. Aloha.
We're going to have a great show.
But...
we have callers. And, okay, yeah, I want to make an announcement. Next Friday is Richard's 94th birthday, August 13th.
Next Saturday.
So, next Saturday. So, on Friday, we're going to do a birthday show. Same time.
Yeah, you know what I would like? Everybody that has the same birthday as him to call in.
Yeah. Fun idea. Wow. Okay,
wow.
Let's put that out there this week. Fun, you guys.
You know, I have an idea for doing that. You know, Facebook, all of my friends, it goes all over the calendar. So I just got to look for somebody who was born on August 13th and just, I mean, it goes all over the calendar. So, you know, I could probably find somebody.
Yeah, and then you were going to check into Facebook for me to see if we can get on. Barbara, it's been a while, and we want to get on to Facebook.
Okay. Yes.
Right.
Well, we've gotten everything in order. All our groups, I found out we have two groups. I'm getting to the bottom of that one because I post a lot on these groups, and I don't even think Johnny ever goes and looks at them. And it's like called Life After Happiness. Johnny, what did I post? What's the last thing I posted then?
I didn't see the last thing that you posted. I didn't see it.
It was a recipe. It was a recipe for a very... I needed to know about a Texas spaghetti. Maybe Dale knows. It's spaghetti, but no white sauce. But it pull it out of the oven. It's like a casserole. Priscilla's dad, who's passed away, made it for me.
Barbara, you're talking too fast. I don't understand.
Okay.
Slow down so
okay.
I can understand what you're saying.
Okay. Well, one of the loves of my life used to make me this spaghetti casserole. I think he called it Texas spaghetti. And it was spaghetti, like al dente, but you would scoop it out of like in a casserole, white sauce with wonderful chicken in it with maybe a cheese on top. Oh, my God. It was delectable.
Ooh.
And he made it for me. And not even his older daughter knows. I have tried.
Yeah, we make
it. Look up Texas spaghetti recipe. Would you look that up now? And it should
right
give you the
I
recipe.
Will. Okay.
It should
well,
give
I was
it saying, to you.
I posted something that while searching for it yesterday. Oh, my gosh. I found something else. It's like this hamburger patty that you wrap around spaghetti that's hard, and somehow you...
Oh, Barbara.
Yeah.
Barbara, you're freaking me out. I saw that, too. And I bought hamburger to go make it.
No way.
I mean, I swear to God, it's called Getty Spaghetti. And I looked it up, and you wrap the hamburger around the spaghetti, and then you cook it. And then you put tomato sauce and cheese and everything. You put it in the oven. And I'm going to make that in the next day or so.
That is so crazy because I saw it and then I shared it on the Life After Happiness group page. And that is weird. That is like our minds. What do you call that? Serendipity or what do you call that? Mind reading?
No, that is just called telepathy.
Yeah.
Just,
well, that's
you know
good.
What? It looks so good, Facebook, that recipe. And it was in the marketplace.
So when are you
going to
make it? Yeah.
Probably
when
the next,
are you
day or, next day or so.
Okay. Can you take pictures of it? Will you? And so then
well,
I
sure,
can
if it comes
add
out
that
good.
To that post. Because I'm trying to grow this group. And, you know, if people aren't going to put something in that they learned that day, something great they think would be wonderful to share, then what is worth having a group? So I've been doing that almost every day now.
Yeah, but I don't know how to, I'm not real computer savvy on that level, but I don't know how to put it in. Like I can take pictures of what I make and then I can send it to you and then you can put it
in. Yeah. And then I put it in and then I tag you and I'll also invite you I probably put a mass invite to all of my whole address book, but it's hard to find. I mean, Johnny and I know it's hard to find things. Sometimes they get mixed in with thousands of other people that we don't even know. Does that ever happen to you in messages?
Yeah, I just block them.
That takes time, too.
People I don't. No, I think.
But anyway, how funny. Anything else that maybe stood out to you?
No, that's too weird. That's too weird that you would like. In fact, if you look it up, spaghetti, you know, with hamburger, whatever, is called Getty Spaghetti. There's about 6 or 7 different recipes for that. I'm trying to figure out which one I want. And it's awesome. It looks awesome.
I just love that combo. Oh, my gosh, the spaghetti. Okay. Anyway, everybody, check that out, and you're going to be able to see a picture of the finished product when Dale makes it. And this is fun.
Yeah, I
got to
figure out which one I'm going to make, though.
Well,
yeah,
okay.
I'm trying to figure out how to wrap the hamburger, get a pound of hamburger, and how to wrap that around the spaghetti. And then you put it in the pan, and you brown it on all sides. You know,
so it's
I'm not going to use the wine, though. I don't do wine.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'll be okay. It'll be flavorful with whatever you use. So you don't mix it like, you know, meatloaf, you put in all the ingredients and you mix it slightly and then but you use an egg, all that. Do you not
do
that with
that.
This?
I think
with the spaghetti? Well, I know, but with the Getty.
Look up Getty. Look it up on your iPad. Getty Spaghetti.
Okay. All right. Well, while I look it up, maybe Johnny has something that was a highlight from his week.
I don't know. I mean, I've been busy this week with working for my boss. She's been sort of training me to get more lunch and learns. And
more what?
More lunch and learns, you know. I work for the lunch and learn. I book lunch and learns. So
she doesn't know what it is. Why don't you explain to her?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. What they do is that they go to places of business like accounting firms, you know, real estate places. And then what they do is they bring everybody that works for the place lunch. And then while everybody's eating, you get a doctor that lectures you on a health-related topic. And we do that all over the place.
What? I don't get that part.
Well,
okay. The only thing I have seen that is similar to that through the years is, oh, gosh, in the 70s and 80s, there used to be a girl that would go from office to office, and she had a basket, and she had homemade sandwiches, and people would buy them like there was no tomorrow.
Yeah,
no,
it's
the only thing I've ever seen.
It would be like that, except the sandwiches are being given away for free in exchange for listening to a lecture on a health-related topic.
Well, that sounds
pretty
saying?
Neat.
Yeah, well, that
it's,
sounds
neat.
I would like to join. I would like to join that.
Yes,
I mean,
what
that
we
would
do
be
is,
neat.
What
oh,
we
yeah.
do is we just find doctors that are near you. And we go for businesses that are near you. And then, like, every time I book one, I get $100. And, you know, so that's basically
that's a
what
little,
I want.
It's a little hard to do, Johnny. Now, doctors are so busy with people trying to book them because of the shortage of doctors that I would find that to be very rough.
It's getting better. It's getting better. It's slowed down because of COVID, but it's getting better. But
No. We have friends that are like Richard, he needs a podiatrist, and they say, oh, it's about a 2-month wait, you know. He decided to clip his own toenail, and that wasn't a good idea.
Oh.
Yeah, it's also depending on the area that you're in, you know. But
well, here in Nevada, we have it. Good. I mean, we have lots of doctors that you can go to with on a dime. So,
I'm pretty lucky.
Okay.
I don't have any problems. All that dancing in the hills. I
actually,
got
yes,
really lucky.
You do. Right. Are you ready to take a caller?
Yeah, but first give out your phone number, Johnny.
Okay. Yeah. The phone number is 516-531-9874. Okay?
For a free reading.
For a free reading.
With?
Right now.
The psychic Dale Shear.
Thank you.
Okay? All right, area code 904, you are live on the air with psychic Dale Shear.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, where are you calling? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Boiling here.
And what part of Florida?
Central Florida, on the Atlantic side.
Okay. And what's your name?
My name is Pat.
Patty?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. How can you don't sound very happy, Patty? What can I do for you?
Oh, I'm just kind of tired. I had a long day, and I got a long day tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'm kind of tired
of
my job.
Why do
I,
Patty? Patty.
Yeah.
What do you have to do with medical or medical field or somebody in the medical field around you?
I have to see a doctor.
Pardon me?
I have to make an appointment to see a doctor. But other
okay.
than that, I'm not really in the medical field.
Well, that's the same thing, what I'm saying. What do you have to see a doctor for?
Venous insufficiency. I have my ankle swelling up. I guess it's like the veins or they cave in a little bit.
Okay.
I guess it's kind of weird. So they're going to do some tests to see what's going on.
That's a specialized doctor. Did you check your blood pressure?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Oh, okay, good. Then it's just the veins.
Yeah.
Well, that's. I'll tell you, that's very painful to have to go through that. So I feel very bad for you. But how can I help you?
Well, what's painful? It's not painful now. I don't even know if I have to have surgery. He's going to take a look to see what's going on.
No, but I'm saying if you do have to have surgery, it is painful.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll pray that I don't have to.
More likely not, but again, how can I help you?
Well, I was considering going back to a marketing position for a resort that I used to do years ago. But I've moved an hour away, and it'd be part-time, but I would have to. So I just want to see if you think it's financially viable to do that.
Oh, I see. You mean car-wise driving and the gas prices?
Yeah, about an hour each way, but it would be part-time.
Yeah.
And it's worth it if the money's good. I mean, I know how to do it all. I've done it for years, but
the money better be darn good because of the fact of the gas prices. You know, and
yeah.
then now our commute, which would bring
yeah.
you down to a very small amount of money. But if you love the job, what's happening is the gas prices are lowering. They will lower. They're supposed to go down another dollar. So it's getting better, okay? So, I mean, if you absolutely love it, then go for it. Otherwise, I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah. And there's one person that I could possibly commute with. I just found out today that there is a person from this area that commutes there as well. No.
Well,
yeah,
then
I mean,
go
it's
for
something
it.
I used to do.
What,
yeah, I just didn't know
what's,
whether
the name,
it would be.
What's the name of the place?
It's a resort, a timeshare resort.
A what kind of resort?
Timeshare
resort.
Oh, a timeshare.
It's marketing. Yeah.
Question. Are they still doing timeshare?
Yes, they are. I'd be doing something more with a travel club, but it's within the timeshare.
Explain that to me. What would be, I'm curious, what would be the travel club? Because I heard they were eliminating timeshare. So what would be a travel club?
A travel club is a wholesale discount travel. So it's an opportunity to purchase and yeah, so that's basically just in a nutshell what it is. You know, and I do
can
the marketing
talk,
to get
can
the
you
people.
Talk, can you talk a little slower? I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
Okay, I'm sorry. The position is marketing, so what I do is get people to go to the presentation for the travel club, and the presentation is about wholesale travel. So they try to get people into
Yeah, I'm curious about that myself. Tell me about this wholesale travel.
Well,
what if
I
want to go to Hawaii?
I don't know that much on the sales end. I'm not on the sales end, and I haven't done it yet. So
you're out there trying to get people to go in there.
Exactly, marketing. Yeah.
I know what that is. Okay, because they have that up here in Tahoe. But that sounds very interesting, and it's a different take. It's a different take on, timeshare. So I would go for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Yes, I've heard that before. It works.
Tell me about Barbara. What have you heard? Tell me about that. I'm really curious because I love to travel.
Okay. Uh-huh. What I know is that you become basically a travel agent, and you don't need an office. And that's basically what you do when you are a part of a company and you are able to give everything at a discount. And so they just give you like one month sum.
Yeah, I'm familiar. I did that before. I worked for a company and I did that. We had to pay like $200 or $300 and then we'd be part of the travel agency and then you can book whoever you want, on any travel.
That was
and it
so
was fun.
Easy.
I ended up going the Locks. Richard, where are the Locks? I forgot.
Seattle.
Richard. The Locks?
Panama.
The Lock, I think, isn't it in Seattle, Washington, the Locks that she's thinking of?
No, it's in Panama.
No, the one, Panama Canal.
I ended up going there. We did a 13-day cruise. What was so nice is that travel company that I worked for, allowed you to go on any cruise you want, and then you went with the group that you were working with, and they explained everything to you, and it was a lot of fun. So it's the new wave of the future because people love to travel, and a lot of people don't want to travel alone, so it's kind of neat.
Well, it worked. I think the one I knew about, it was my stepbrother doing it, and he was able to sell tons of them, and he went with his new wife on their honeymoon, and it was awesome. He said it was great, so... That's why I was saying it works. It's real. It's a real thing.
It is a real thing.
And that's cool
work.
That you did that. Mm-hmm. It is work.
Yeah, I did that for a while. I thoroughly enjoyed doing it because you don't have to get a travel license and you work off the license of the company. So it's fun.
Did
cool.
she answer your question, ma'am?
Gone already.
No, she is.
She's
still online.
Oh. Man.
Well, how about disconnecting her, Johnny?
Okay. I didn't know if she had her question answered. I just
said goodbye.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Bye.
No, thank you.
Oh my God. We just told her all about this stuff.
Oh my God.
All right.
Yeah. We have a lot of info
that
on that
good.
Thing. But see, that's why we said to everybody, have your specific question ready because. Hey, look, we might just know, or you might have just be talking to somebody who's done it, like Dale or me. I knew all about that thing, and so did you. So be specific, people.
Well,
that's what Dale liked.
The whole thing was that you had to have a lot of friends that you would sell it to. Otherwise, how else are you going to sell the package to,
You felt like you were selling to everybody that you came across, and you don't want to be a person that – every time they see you, they're going to try to sell me something. So it's like a burst where somebody does it for a while and really well, but it's like a drag. You can't just do it year after year, could you?
No.
Right.
I guess you could. You have all those people that are connected with Facebook.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So you could.
I love the phone a lot. I mean, the phone is just my favorite thing to be on, Dale.
I forgot. I'm sorry, Barbara. We have to get you over that.
I know.
Okay.
But
Tammy, you have another call?
Yes, we do. Area code 310. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles, California.
That's what I thought, that area. LA.
So I guess my question is, I have two questions.
No. What part of Los Angeles? Where?
I actually live in Thousand Oaks.
I know that area very well. Okay. And what's your name?
Carrie.
Okay. Oh. How can I help you?
Well, I guess I kind of want to know where my future is heading and if I'm going on the right path.
Okay. We ask for specific questions only, because what you're asking for requires a real reading that you'd have to call me upon. I'm not pushing you through that on the phone. Like, that's like saying, what did I have for breakfast 5 days ago? Okay?
Well, can she get right now? Can you think of a more specific question, caller?
I started dating somebody recently. I want to know if there is a future there.
Uh-huh. Oh. All right. What's his first name?
Jacob.
Okay. And has he asked you out again?
Yes.
Definitely there's a future there. I don't know how big of a future, but there is a future there. And you're going to have a lot of fun with him, and you're going to do things that you wouldn't ordinarily do. And it's a fun time, but I see you dating other men as well.
All right. Good to know.
Good to know?
That's good.
Oh. I haven't been dating anybody else. Should we start?
Yet. There's going to be a couple of other men that will come into your life that will be just as nice.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, darling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, baby.
That's cool. You know what? Maybe the one guy will open her up, because if you haven't dated for a while, you can tend to get, like, closed up. And people can feel that energy. So the one guy can open her back up. She gets her spunk back and then finds the real dream, man.
She's been dating this guy for a while, so it's you know, irrelevant. Anyway, would you give your phone number out, please?
Yes. The number is 516-531-9874. And call in for a free reading with Psychedelic Share.
Good. Okay. So, Barbara, there was something I was going to tell you. Now I forgot. It just kind of blew out of my head, but it was something really funny. Oh, well.
Okay, you're going to think of it. You know, weird things have happened. I wanted to ask you something about what it is when something like this happens. Okay, say you have a vase. It's very delicate. It has water in it. And it's there beside you.
Barbara.
Yes.
You're running your words. Yeah. I don't understand you. Say it again.
Okay. Say that you are sitting next to a vase that you really like. It has water in it. It's delicate.
Uh-huh.
It's sitting next to you. Then you are folding something. You place it down. You take off your boot and you put your sock down in it. And then you accidentally hit this beautiful flute vase that's been in your family for 100 years. And it flies and slips and then lands exactly in the boot on the plush sock with all the water intact. Then lots of things like that happened to my daughter and I. We were just at a place getting a burger, and her pop fell down on the ground exactly on the top, its top, making no mess. We took a picture.
My answer to that weird question is that is spirit. That is called, I know, stuff like that happens to me all the time. Someone from above, an angel, is watching over you. And somehow, it's an angel.
Okay.
That's watching over you guys. correcting a situation. Like I used to drive up in Tahoe when it was snowing so bad, and I almost went over the mountain, and because I couldn't see, and the car would just stop, and the keys to my car would just end on my lap. Now, how do you explain that? You know, it's just I call those intervention of angels helping us. That's what I believe it is.
Yes. I just remembered a friend of mine, she went over the lip. She fell asleep at the wheel. Her big SUV hit the lip on the right side shoulder. Her vehicle flipped around completely and then landed on all fours, and it kept driving. She said she had grapple all in her.
That's weird.
No,
my girlfriend and I, we used to boat in Lake Tahoe. Just a few years back, we boated every single day for a year because I had a 15.5-foot Bayliner, and we loved it, you know, so that's like we were hooked on this thing. So we get up in the morning, first thing we say is, do you want to go boating? Yes. Anyway, so we went boating. But there came a point on the boating that I would let go of the wheel, and we would go from South Shore to North Shore, which is a 40-minute haul from, you know, in my boat, because it was a small boat. And I called, I mean, we let go of the wheel. We didn't touch it. It would go on course for 40 minutes through the waves, through everything, and it's not supposed to do that, right, Richard?
Wow.
No. Right.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
Richard.
Okay.
Richard, you don't sound enthused.
I'm here. I'm agreeing with
you. Did you hear what I did you hear what I said?
Yeah, you running around would let the boat do what it wanted to do. Yes. Okay.
And it
don't
did,
you think that's strange?
Well,
like it happened.
Everything with you is strange there.
What?
You want to talk about strange stuff? Do we have another?
Wait. You got to close the door because I'm hearing an echo from you, from that room to this room.
Well,
so
okay.
Callers are learning a lot. Callers will learn from us talking about this stuff because maybe it's happened to them, and maybe they're going to say, "Wow,
I have called. I have called every boat person that was a boat person and yacht person that I could think of and ask, is that even possible? And they say no, because the rudder would, you know, change through the waves. And it didn't. It would go, I mean, we actually let go of the wheel and sit in the front of the boat. I had an open bow. We would sit in the front of the boat and just get a suntan. And it would, right, and it would slow down if another boat was passing.
That is crazy. And you guys got on the front and just trusted it?
Yeah.
Wow. Talk about mind power and energy. What a frequency you were on. I mean, Johnny and I learned about frequency this show yesterday with this expert on finding your core, trauma. It was interesting, but there is such a thing as being on a frequency, and you could be out there being on a low frequency or a high frequency, and you know what? We attract good things. The universe is saying, hey, you don't deserve, Barbara, a broken vase today. You don't deserve to have a mess at the restaurant today. You know, it's just even minuscule like this that
Barbara,
the universe
Barbara,
is working
not,
for you.
It's not the universe. That's your angels watching over you.
Well, I thought the universe was part of angels and God. I mean, didn't God create the universe as well?
Well, yeah, but it's not the same thing. It's just angels watching over you. It's people who have passed on that have become your angels, and they're watching over you. That's all.
Well, I did say a few prayers more than usual lately, praying, being grateful. What? Thank you.
All I know, since I've talked to you over the years, and I do say years, I thought I was klutzy. I mean, I always ask Richard, I do the klutziest things in the world, but you're as bad as I am. You're just as bad as I am, if not worse.
Can't be.
my dance instructor, he said, oh, my gosh, where was your balance? I go, oh, my God, how rude. But he made fun of me. And he was serious. And then my fiance, who was like the dance god, he passed away from COVID. He thought that was so mean of what he said. Oh, he was so mean saying that to you. That's weird. But you know what? Whatever. I was bruised all up. And three great things happened because of it. And one of them is being on Life, Laughter, Happiness podcast live radio show.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, Johnny, do we have something else?
We sure do. Area code 910. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
You're doing a good job today, Johnny. Okay, yeah. 910. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
What part?
San Bernardino.
Oh, one of my favorite places. due to the fact, Big Bear is up that way. So I'd have to pass San Bernardino to get up to Big Bear, which was, when I was a kid, any chance I got to go to San Bernardino from L.A., I would go. Anyway, what's your name?
My name is Keisha.
Pardon me?
Tisha.
You've called before, Tisha, right?
Yes, ma'am. Years. It's been like a year. You guys been on for years, but I haven't talked to you in a while. At least a year.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. How can I help you this time?
I was wondering, I want to move. And I was wondering, do you see me moving or do you see me staying in this place?
Okay. Move where? Where do you want to move to?
I want to move to a more country, like more secluded area, like Colorado or something. Somewhere a little bit more.
Well, Colorado isn't secluded. Big Bear would be. I mean, not Big Bear. What about up at Big Bear?
Oh, is it still in California? Oh, you know what? Because California is majorly expensive, and they want they're talking like $2,000. $3,000, some of $5,000 just for a regular apartment. That's the other
really?
Thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's getting
well, you know
crazy.
What? Unfortunately.
I don't want to pay for it. I don't care. I'm not paying that type of price. I'd rather live in the middle of nowhere for $5,000.
Well, the middle of nowhere would be Alaska. The middle of nowhere would be
Alaska.
Oh, no. Alaska.
Actually, they did figure it out. It's between Australia and Antarctica. They figure out where the middle of nowhere, and there's nothing.
Wait,
nothing
where?
There.
Where?
Between Antarctica or the Arctic. Antarctica and Australia. It's a place, and they figured it out. It's absolutely nothing around this place, but that would be considered the middle of nowhere on the planet Earth. I just
That's
read that
funny.
Article a few days ago.
You might want to read about Death Valley is the middle of nowhere. It might be a little hot, but it's very
a little hot.
It might be more interesting.
Too hot. Yeah. That's too hot for me. Yeah, I almost died going outside. No.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I myself have looked around trying to figure out what would be an affordable place, and now that houses are going down, I just saw it on TV, then rents will follow, you know. But I can tell you honestly, I don't know of any rural places left on this planet that's affordable. I just don't know.
I mean, I know where some places are, but they too country, and the people minds too small. So I don't want to go.
I can tell you one of the neatest places and upcoming places would be Elko, Nevada.
Everybody keeps on telling me to go to Nevada. Just check out Nevada.
Nevada is perfect, but Elko has a lot of things, and it's starting to come up. And it's cheaper, and there's lots of land and property. And E like Edward, L like Lamb, K like Kaido. Oh, Elko, Nevada.
Oh, Alco. Is that north? I've never seen that. Okay.
Yes.
I don't know about north or south. Richard, where is that?
In the northeast corner of Nevada.
In Utah.
Northeast corner of Nevada.
Yeah.
Elko,
okay.
Nevada. It's
wow.
a nice town.
Check that out.
It has a, by the way, it has a great hospital. I had
it sure does.
Ended up to, yeah, I ended up there for 3 days or something. I thought I was in a boutique hotel. Oh, it was really good.
The Elko's really cool. It's near, it's 4 hours from Reno. It's so many hours from what?
From
Utah.
From Salt Lake City.
Yeah, so it,
how many hours from Salt Lake?
4 hours, two.
Four, okay. All right.
It's a good size town. It's a good size town.
But no, that's all right. Yeah, that's okay. All right, I'm going to look at it. I'm going to see what
Yeah, go look at Elko. Go look at another place, Fallon. There's a lot of weird places in Nevada that have little cities.
God. No, I don't think so. Okay.
Well, Fallon has all these men. They're in the military. It's a Top Gun center. It's kind of, it's coming, it's an upcoming place.
It's in the middle
place.
Of nowhere.
Oh, Falcon, no. They're crazy. I already know they're saying like they're crazy. No, I don't want to go there.
Okay. Well, Elko, I think that would be one of my first choices because it's kind of a neat place. Okay, was that it?
Yeah, that's it. Okay, thank you so much. You have
okay,
a good night.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay.
Barbara.
Yes.
Barbara, it is so rough to find a place to live that is low cost and rural and, you know, like, wow. I mean, that's where
what about
I...
Oregon?
You know what? It rains too much. And they're on, between Oregon and Washington, you guys are on Prozac all the time. You can
Washington
take your rain and shove it.
Yeah, but Oregon well, is like a little more, you know, normal kind of,
no,
just
isn't.
Normal.
I've been
a little quirky, maybe. No?
Yeah, very quirky.
I don't
think
I've been there one time.
No,
what about, what's your borders on Nevada? I should know my states. Okay. On the border, is that Elko?
No. That's in Nevada.
It's in Nevada.
California is on the border.
What about Montana or Iowa?
No, it's on the border of Utah.
Well, Montana is for the rich.
Oh,
super
yeah?
rich. Yeah.
And we know what
Iowa,
Utah is.
What?
Well,
Utah,
you know, it's... It's fine. It's Mormons. I mean, Kurdi's a Mormon.
It's all Mormon.
Right. What, Iowa?
I want to say something.
I don't know. I never.
I forgot to say this earlier, but I just want to go ahead and say it. Next week, maybe Richard's birthday, but not only that, the week after that, it's going to be the 19th. And the 18th is the show's anniversary. Would you like to make the week
yeah.
after that the show anniversary show? That way
sure.
everybody would be.
We could shout it out,
you
but
that,
I mean, how do you have a whole show about that? So we're going to have to think of things to talk about. But
yeah
we
okay.
can shout it out. Birthday shows are way different than shout outs. We're going to have special things going on. I even am going to make you a rainbow cake, and you will be able to eat it, though. Can I mail you a cake? Do people do that?
Well, I guess
do
you
that,
could send
Dale.
It through the. You can send
no,
it through
hey.
The snail mail.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like with the
can
little cold packs. Yes.
Can I say something? Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
I said yes.
Yes. If we don't have any more callers, I got something very important to say to all of you. Okay.
Okay.
So, I'll put it back to John and see if he got callers.
Johnny, do we have any waiting? He doesn't want to get in the way of the callers. Johnny, do we have anybody waiting? Anyway, go ahead with your story. He's off
what
trying to find some, obviously. But
okay.
I think
okay.
you want to say it to Johnny as well. Okay. Johnny?
What?
Okay. Richard has a very important thing to say. Could you refrain from going off to the callers for a second? But
I will.
Before that, is anybody waiting?
Well, you don't have to go off to the callers. I can wait till we run out of callers. Okay.
Well,
okay.
Why don't we?
Is this a good time or not, Johnny?
Richard, just say it.
God.
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
Not you.
Two
Richard.
Things here.
Johnny, please just listen. Okay.
Okay. First thing, happy birthday, Barbara. Okay. Second thing, because you're a Leo, right? Yeah.
But I'm after you.
Yeah.
We'll get to me later. We're doing you.
I know.
You're the 13th.
Okay.
We're doing you.
Okay.
But thank you. That's sweet.
All right. The second thing is sort of a confession. All right. For Dale and I, we have become addicts, but not sex addicts or anything like that. That, you know, that's interesting. But we have become addicts to two TV shows. Are you ready? Okay.
Yeah.
Has everybody seen The Comedian Fluffy?
No.
Okay,
that's
write that
down.
He's Glacier.
Okay.
He's
Fluffy. Okay.
All right, everybody got that?
Done, you too.
The second thing is we have been addicted to a TV show called...
Let's Make a Deal.
Let's Make
deal
a
or
Deal.
No deal. Deal or No
Deal. Deal or No Deal.
Okay, that's an oldie, right?
That's still going.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get it on YouTube.
Get it on YouTube.
It's an old one, right? Okay, is that an oldie, like from the 50s
or
something?
They're oldies,
okay.
But we're sort of catching up. Yeah.
Okay, I got a couple comments on that Deal or No Deal. They have 23 ladies all dressed
26.
The same. 26. And they come up and they're holding all the cases with numbers on it. And then you get these people that go completely berserk because they got a chance to win $1 million. I'll stop there. But if you haven't seen one or the other, when you're bored, try it. Bring it up on YouTube.
Well,
either
Richard.
Fluffy.
Richard.
Let me finish, please.
Yeah.
Either bring up Fluffy or Deal or No Deal. I think you'll find it interesting. Okay,
thank you.
Right.
I will say this much. Richard, Deal or No Deal has been on for about 10 years. So if you haven't seen it, you're out of space. But it's on, and it's still ongoing. But anyway,
I've seen it.
All right. Yeah, I know. I like it.
But I want to get into it. I didn't know it was that good. I never gave it really much time. So did you know that the Princess Meghan Markle used to be on Deal or No Deal with the suitcase?
No.
Yeah, she was one of them.
she was one of the models?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's getting a lot of press lately, and it's not... That is cool. I noticed that. She's getting a lot of press lately. They left the royal family. I just feel so sad. If you are a royal, I mean, you can't deal with people. I would love to be a royal. Oh, my gosh, please, drip me.
Not me.
We are.
I want one. I want to be one.
Not me.
We are one.
I'd rather hide.
That's true. We're Leos.
Okay, let's go back to Johnny. Do we have any callers?
We sure do. Area code 865. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Thank you. Hey, how are you, Dale?
I'm doing fine. Who's this and where are you calling from?
I am calling from Tennessee. I actually called in several months ago, and you were right about everything. I've entered a fork, and I'm curious as to your intuition as to the next chapter.
Okay. What was I right about? Tell me.
Well, you said that I was not going to get to go out of Tennessee yet. I still had custody to finish. And you're right. And it's actually turned out to be a magnificent thing, but I have hit obstacle after obstacle this year, and I have now been offered a lot of opportunities, a double paying job, and now a mortgage that I've been pre-qualified for, and I've been kind of teary this weekend.
What are you qualified for? You're talking. I'm having a hard time hearing you. What are you qualified for?
I am a transpersonal psychologist. I'm also an actress. I kind of fell into that. When I had a spine problem and wasn't able to do what I needed to do in the corporation. I had to leave for a while. And in the midst of that, it's like, well, if I can continue that, we'll try this. And it's turned out to be a huge blessing. But I've had so many blessings being thrown at me. It's been kind of hard to keep up with.
All right. I need a specific question, sweetheart. What do you want to know now?
Am I going to get this mortgage or am I going to have to wait? How long do I have until I have stability?
Oh, wait, hold on. Mortgage, such as in what? In buying a house?
Yes, ma'am. I've been on Section 8 in public housing throughout college. I graduated. I am working full-time now, and apparently I pre-qualify, and I never dreamed I could.
Okay.
And
number one, so you're trying to buy a house? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to find a home for myself and my two children in the midst of a really unexpected transition. It hasn't gone the way I thought it would, but...
Okay. I don't need to know all that.
Okay.
I can honestly say eventually soon, I don't know what date, don't know what time, don't know what year, but I will say that you are going to get a house for you and your children. There's no doubt about it. And there's something you're going to be doing with television. I don't know what that is, but you're going to be really talking this up.
Sorry.
If you keep interrupting me, I won't be able to see, okay?
I apologize.
So you're going to be doing something with television, and you're also going to be doing like a documentary discussing, which is very well needed for people who are in low-income housing, to really put it out there. I don't know why anybody hasn't done it, to put it out there why it's so hard for them to get anything. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, because it's with all of it, honestly.
But you're cutting out, dear. You're cutting out.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Barely.
No.
Hold on.
No, we're not hearing you. Are you on a speaker?
I'm in my car. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah. Why don't you pull over? Would be the smart thing to do.
Well, I had you on speaker. I had you on speaker, but yeah, let me just pull over for a second and I'll just turn it off. There we go.
Yeah, I don't want to be the cause of an accident. Okay.
Oh, no. You were on speaker and I was just talking, but I've actually pulled over now. So can you hear me better?
Okay, good. Yes.
Oh, yes.
So.
All right, perfect.
You understand what I'm trying to say? There is a lot of people trying to get into low-income housing. And for some reason, the United States, the government, whatever, they make it extremely hard for anybody to do that. And there really should be some sort of documentary or something, and, you know, that to let people know some of the steps or something they can do to move it along faster.
That gives me confirmation that everything I've planned this year is already happening. So thank you for that.
Yes, it is. It is already happening. And you're a very lucky lady. And you're going to get what you need to get for the kids. So it's going to be okay.
That's my question.
Well, I answered it.
How much longer?
I don't know, but it's going to be soon.
Thank you. Thank you for that. That's what I needed.
Okay,
you,
and let us know what happens, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Y'all have a good night.
That's awesome. Thank you for letting us know.
Do you want to take another
Barbara.
One?
No. Wait, I want to talk to Barbara
break.
First.
Yeah, I have something to
Barbara?
Say, too.
Barbara?
Yeah.
Barbara?
Yeah.
You could be a spokesperson for that. Something should be done. In fact, you guys ought to have a show around that, or something should be done to... You know, for all the hundreds of thousands of people in this market that are living in their car right now because they can't afford rent, because things have gone crazy, and all people are into is making money. They want to up the rent. And so people with their kids and their dog are living in cars and working. It's not
like
they don't have a...
Like they're trying to come back because they lost so much money. These apartments are coming back now. They just raised mine $187. It just seems weird when it gets over a certain digit and you're like, oh, my gosh, do I really pay this much every month?
You don't have a choice. You don't have a choice because everything else is more expensive. I got a raise of $25. I got lucky. I mean, you know, but
good. That's
you
a
know,
lot.
But no, it was by mistake. But it's okay. I'm not going to bitch about $25. That's about as much as going to McDonald's.
No, you probably had a great attitude that day, and that's what happens. I said to myself, I have a lot of money. Instead of saying I need more money right now, I said I have a lot of money. I went to the mailbox, I opened it. It was Wells Fargo saying that like 20 years ago they made a mistake and it was $154 check. Sorry, we made a mistake. It was a money order. I'm not kidding, Gail.
I know Wells Fargo's been giving me money. They've been giving me money too. It's really weird. Look, all I can say is this: it's there should be something really pushed and done for these people that are homeless for no reason. And, you know, I had one of my best friends that worked at Sonic making $3,000 a month. Now, I don't know what to tell you, but she had three dogs. Nobody would rent to her. And they raised her rent to double for no reason.
Oh.
Because they wanted one of their relatives in there. And so she was out right.
You're interrupting.
Okay.
Johnny, I don't know. You're interrupting me again, so I don't know what you want.
Well, I was going to tell you something good, but finish your thought.
Well, wait.
Okay.
I don't know. He interrupted me, and I don't know what to say no more.
I know.
Oh.
So all I'm telling you is that she's out in Utah right now. Her car broke down. She has a trailer. And she has a generator, and she has her dogs and everything in the trailer. It's sad for people like that. $3,000 a month, and you can't even get an apartment. It's ridiculous.
Right.
So that's
they
all
will
I'm going to say.
She'll have to get somebody to co-sign. I mean, if you don't have any credit
it's
at all.
It's not a co-sign thing.
Okay. But what
it's not a co-sign.
Also,
when you're making $3,000 a month, you can afford a one-bedroom apartment.
Well, not really in California.
Well, in Nevada,
you have to make three times as much as the rent per month. That's how I was told they evaluate it. So whatever you make per month, times that by three, you have to make. So
It used to be that way. Now the landlords have decided, oh, I can get whatever I want. So they're raising the rents to about 700 or 1,000 more, you know, for every person. And it's sad. It's just sad.
And
you
they
see in Hawaii. In Hawaii, they have just a two-bedroom or a one-bedroom, $2,500 a month. The rents in Hawaii are off the roof. And on top of that, the food prices, because everything has to be shipped in, is ridiculous. I mean, you know, to get $100 worth of groceries, you're getting two bags of groceries. Where in Nevada, you can get six bags of groceries, you know?
I really loved living in the Summerlin, Nevada area for a couple of years. And I actually loved living in Las Vegas for a couple of years. It was the Las Vegas Country Club Estate, so it was in. But when I drove out, it was the ghetto, but I loved it, you know, and it was less expensive. And a lot of people are doing that right now. What do you think about Las Vegas?
What do I think about Las Vegas? Do you really want
to
know?
Or people move to Summerlin. Summerlin's beautiful.
Yeah, my ex-husband lives there. I know all about it. It's house on top of house on top of house by a golf course.
That's true.
To me,
that's true.
That's no way to live.
That is true. It sure is. I'm thinking there are no, like, just one houses here and there, are there?
Ooh, yeah, there are. There are in Nevada, in Lake Tahoe,
in where you live,
in Gardnerville, in Minden, in all over the place. There's plenty of acreage. I have a half acre backyard for my dog, so you know there's room. But it's just people. I don't like Vegas. It's too plastic. It's just very plastic. Where okay. when you're dealing with Northern California, it's not plastic. It's very real. Everybody's real here.
Well, you don't have to tell me that. I mean, I moved out of there on purpose. Came down to Huntington Beach.
Well,
all
right. That's a beautiful place. Yeah.
Thank you. Can I mean, you guys can we could take a caller and I want to tell you what I found on the internet. Okay, let's take the caller and then I did find something, so let's not go before I tell what I found on the internet.
I don't know what you're talking about, the internet. Oh, okay. Go ahead. Johnny, go ahead.
No, this isn't another caller. I wanted to say something good that that I'd like to tell you, and I think it's good that I read this on the air. One of the places I advertise for this show is the boot camp chat line that I'm on. That last caller was one of the people that's in that, and it's a chat line that has several people on it. And she just posted this really nice thing in the chat line. It says, "Hey, guys, I just called in and wanted to confirm that this lady is real and there's no way that she could know what she knows. I highly recommend the show. Keep going, Jonathan Alexander." And she also texted me to say, "Thank you from the bottom of my heart." I wanted to say that on the air rather than just call you later and tell you that because
that's
it's
so sweet.
A benefit to you. You understand what I'm saying,
is this
Gail?
Karen Wilson?
Well, I don't need confirmation because I know my gift, but hey, thank the lady with all my heart and soul.
This is Mary Patel, the last caller that we just had on. She's a very good friend of mine, and she just posted to all of the boot camp people what I just read to you.
My whole thing is to help the poor. That is, you know, my quest in life. If I go down anywhere in this world, I want to help people that can't afford to pay rent, that can't afford to buy a house, that don't have any money, that are working their, you know, asses off just to make it. This is my goal. This is, you know, I'm not into making a lot of money. I'm into helping people, and that's what I like doing.
Okay, well, you liked what I liked the idea that I could say that on the air. I'm sorry if I interrupted you, but I just, you know,
wanted
to make
that
sure
was a beautiful thing. That was a beautiful thing, and I appreciate what the lady wrote.
Okay.
Yeah, high five. Give yourself one. I've been doing the high five to myself. I love this woman, this self-help woman I watch. I'm going to post all those things on the Life, Laughter, Happiness group. And guess what, you guys? Guess what? Hey, Johnny, guess what? I have something good to say as well. All right, please, no chirping. Texas chicken spaghetti found. I saved it on my Pinterest account, Barbara Morton, and I will share it with everybody. Oh my gosh, it looks exactly like what he made me. Thank you, Dale, because I guess I wasn't searching it correctly. And thank you.
What did you search?
Texas chicken spaghetti. You told me to go look at Getty spaghetti, and I did.
Yeah.
That wasn't there. Getty spaghetti, I think, is another word for a lot of meat spaghetti, because I never did see what you and I saw on the internet recently that was on TikTok, which was...
I saw was done through hamburger.
Yeah, hamburger and spaghetti that had not been boiled yet. So that was something cool. So you're going to make that. But then, remember, I was telling you that my daughter's father, who's passed away for many years now, used to make Texas spaghetti for me.
That's right.
It's a casserole. You told me, go look it up, Barbara, and I did. I found it. It's on my Pinterest, by the way. Pinterest is amazing. Do you do that, Dale?
No, I haven't. I haven't gotten Twitter or Pinterest. No. But I just look up stuff on the web. If I want to know a recipe, I just put up recipe, and then I ask what it is and go from it.
Do you use Google? Is that what you like to use?
Yeah, I use Google.
Yeah, that is so good, too.
Okay, well, this one is where you can save them. You save your little things that you found, you know. I love that. Clothing ideas, anything. And you make boards.
That's cool.
It's for,
okay.
You know, a homey mom or a grandma type.
But,
yeah,
you know, I'm
it.
Sorry I'm sorry if we left anybody hanging, but I'll be honest with you. I think we're at the shout-out at this point because I'm getting
okay,
hungry.
Okay, yes. By the way, everybody, if we left you hanging, Dell's direct line is Psychic Del Shear. Her direct line is 516. Wait, am I saying
no.
the wrong one? Okay, 516.
Yes, you are.
808. I knew it because I'm memorizing it now. I'm like, that doesn't sound right. That's Life After Happiness. Psychic Del Shear direct. 808-372-1816. And you don't have to rewind. Just go to delshear.com and book your appointment. Text, call, or email is right there for you all week long,
okay.
Everybody.
Barbara,
yeah?
I just want to say one thing that's bothering me big time. Man on TV who has stirred up this surge in America where he's, you know, told everybody the conspiracy theory things, and he's a liar, and they caught him, and he's going to have to pay $4.5 million, and he's saying that a lot of the shootings didn't exist. He was making $800,000 a day from these people that he made believe conspiracy theories, and that is so sick. I hope someone like that burns in hell.
Oh, my gosh. Did you know that's why I had to get a divorce? My husband started going down that weird road. I am not kidding you, okay? It was so weird. You don't even know who is here in the room with you. It's mind-boggling how their brain can be warped, and I'm so glad they're cracking down on somebody doing that because it's kind of like a cult. They do get people to follow them, and then they get more brainwashed. And I saw that on the news, too. And he said that Columbine shooting or one of those big ones did not exist. And the parents sued him, correct? And now they won, huh?
Yes,
awesome.
They won $4.5 million. It wasn't Columbine. It was a school. It was the Buffalo, I think the one in Buffalo. One of them.
Columbine
was
a
them.
School. The first
no,
one.
No. This Columbine, that's a long time ago. We're talking about Buffalo, where they just gunned down the kids. And
no,
stuff like
no,
that.
You're wrong, but you're okay.
Oh, what is it? What is it, Richard?
That was that school up in the northeast, Connecticut, or wherever it was.
But do you know the name of it?
Where they got, where they shot up about 20-some kids or something.
Okay. Yes, I've been following that. I'm
yeah,
looking it up right now.
Well, let me add this. Not only did they find him through a jury trial, find him that $4 million, now he's got to go through a second trial again over the same thing. Well, you know, one kind of trial and there's another
they
kind.
Should go down on all of them. All the conspiracy theories, people that think that, I think the biggest conspiracy theory, too, is one that Nazi Germany never happened, and number two is 9/11 never happened. Those are the two conspiracy theories.
That's what mine said. Mine said, hey, the Holocaust never happened. My husband said this to his wonderful father on his 80th birthday. I said, please do not do that to your father. I'm going to get home and break up with you. Oh, my gosh, this is horrible. It was weird. And all I had to do is tell the judge this. He hates America, and he never wants to live here. And I have a daughter, and she needs to get back to school. And you know what? Boom, divorce. Boom, easy. Stamp, sealed, delivered. They had no
anyway,
patience with
we better get off before we upset
more. We went over. You go have a wonderful dinner, and everybody, have a great weekend. Aloha.
Mm-hmm. Aloha.
Aloha, Johnny.
Thanks for listening. Life After Happiness on Blog Talk Radio. Aloha. Mm-hmm.
house.